It is 1:30 and we are chatting to Sandra in studio. Aren't you excited for yourself?
I'm very.
Let's try that one more time. It's 1:30 and we're chatting to Sandra in studio.
Yay!
That sounds more like it.
Yay.
Sandra, I'm excited like this because I'm happy to have you back.
Thank you for having me back.
The last time you were here, you know, you touched so many of our listeners' hearts. Everybody was like, oh, Sandra, that story of so much resilience and strength and hope and just realizing that there's nothing impossible with God. Your testimony was just absolutely encouraging and uplifting. And you're back again today. Well, for the sake of those who missed out on our chat the other day, give them a little bit of an intro into you, a summary about Sandra.
Well, I am a mom, a wife, a speaker, an author now.
Yay!
Yeah. I'm crazy about Jesus and crazy about helping women become everything God has called them to be. That's my vibe. I am a mindset strategist. I work with mindsets and belief systems.
Yeah.
And women are amazing. And I think most times women believe lies. So I want to show them to believe the truth.
Oh, man. Absolutely amazing. So when you were here the last time, you did promise to come back and you've honored your word.
I did.
And you come back as author now, right? Oh, man. Look
yes.
at you. Look at you making moves, making big moves. Absolutely love it for you. Let's talk about first, because we've got two things to talk about.
This yes.
journal and then we've got the book. The journal, Sacred Moments.
Yes.
Tell us about that. Why
sacred moments? 2 years ago, I was really ill, and I didn't think I was going to make it. And I realized that I had all the material stuff to leave my children, but I didn't have things that they could remember me by spiritually. So I started writing prayers for them that they could read when I wasn't around. By the grace of God, I'm standing here. And I started writing the journal, and then I felt the Lord say, well, why don't you write it for other moms that don't know how to pray? It's for praying parents, praying grandparents, aunties, uncles, godparents, people, because we live in a world where our children are not being covered enough in prayer. So this journal, Sacred Moment, is about enabling you to pray. If you're a mom that feels guilty that they don't pray enough, this is for you. Or a grandparent, or an auntie, or an uncle, this one is for you.
Oh, my word.
Yes.
I mean, I always find, especially these kind of resources that help, you know, people in yes. an area where they could be struggling, and we know for a fact that it's something that they should be doing, especially as believers, as children of God. I always find it so thoughtful to say, oh my word, you know, thank you for considering other moms, other aunts and uncles and grandparents who need a bit of guidance when it comes to that area, because it's important, right?
It is.
But I mean, it looks beautiful on the
thank
outside.
You.
Absolutely. I love the white. I love the gold. It's classy. It's all things Sandra.
It's wonderful because, you know, this journal, the beauty about it, it's from generation to generation.
Oh.
So the idea is I give you a guide, you write in it. One day you give it to your children and your children fill in more prayers.
Yeah.
And then they give it to their children. And prayer is not like a nice thing to do. It is a prerequisite. We need to pray for our children. It is one yes. way we can affect the future.
Yeah.
We can actually be in the future. I pray for my children's spouses all the time because I don't want no sons of pharaohs and daughters of pharaohs around my children.
So there you are every evening. Fire. Away. Stay
no,
away.
They must stay away. I don't want no sons of Pharaoh to come and destroy my children.
Yeah.
So I'm praying them away now. We can even pray for, you know, if you come from a family that doesn't have marriages, healthy marriages, you can start praying now.
Yeah.
Family that suffers with depression, anxiety, all those things, you have the power that God has given you through the Holy Spirit to pray. You were talking earlier about using the tongue. We have been given the ability to pray and the word of God. And the beauty about this journal, it's not my words. I literally took a Bible scripture and it shows you how to pray through scripture. And, you know, God honors his word. He doesn't really honor my word. He honors his word.
His word. So,
So this is it.
And I mean, as I paged through it, I found, yes, there's scriptures there. There's, you know, for your daily.
Yeah.
But there were also nice, interesting subtopics that where you fill in. And why those? Tell us what some of those are and why specifically those.
So I want it to be an experience, because prayer often is seen as a boring thing to do. But I want it to be an experience. I'm sure any mom can relate to this. How many times in a week are you always waiting for a child? All the time. So instead of sitting down and scrolling TikTok or Instagram or any of those things, I want you to take a moment and write a thought about your child. What did God say about my child today?
Sure.
How can I best help him today?
Hmm.
And you know, like, God is so amazing. He has given me a glimpse into what my children want, how they are going to serve him one day. And that enables my husband and I to help them decide which career choices to choose, which subject to choose. God can do that for you.
Yeah.
And he wants to partner with us in parenting our children, because ultimately they belong to him. Mm. We are just the guardians of those. So I want you to have an experience, to have a moment to say, has my day been this morning? What are the reflections? What notes? How can I be more radiant today?
Mm.
How can I be more present? What am I grateful for today? We forget those things.
Yeah. You know what I love about it most, as you were just describing that, and something that you've just mentioned now, for me, it feels like journeying through parenting with Christ.
Yes.
Allowing God to be such a huge part of.
Yes.
And it also teaches us how to be intentional.
Yes.
And aware in our parenting, because
absolutely.
And you know, personally, I've seen the impact of stopping for a moment and thinking and reflecting about just even the daily things that we do. The more you do that, that's where the improvement also comes.
Absolutely.
In the intentionality, the improvement in your parenting, and now you are more aware of how your child is feeling, what you can do better, where you're lacking as a parent, and so I absolutely love that.
It's amazing, because, you know, as parents, we are imperfect.
Yeah.
I am an imperfect parent.
Yeah.
And my imperfections are actually God's gift to my children.
Mm.
I'll tell you why I say that. Because when I'm imperfect, it reminds me and them that there's a perfect parent that I need to point them back to.
Yeah.
I am an imperfect parent that takes responsibility. You have to take responsibility when you've done wrong. Apologize when you've done wrong without making your child feel like it's their problem that you misbehaved.
Mm.
But my inadequacy as a parent is a gift to my children, to point them to a perfect parent. And what better way to do that? To pray for your children. Like, there's a prayer in your mercy that my children will run away from evil at all cost. You know, sexual purity. I've prayed an age of protection that my children, when they trying to make stupid choices, like, I don't know.
The hand of God will be there
because I have prayed that. Imagine if there's an aunt, an uncle, a grandma, a grandpa, a mom and a dad praying for one child, we are putting a wall of fire around them.
Sure. Especially this generation. I think our children need our prayers. They can do with all the prayers they can get.
Yes.
Because the world has become rougher and rougher and tougher and tougher and more imperfect than we've ever seen, right?
Yes.
So let's go now to the book, because we'll talk about where we can find everything. I'm sure it's all in one place.
Yes.
The book is titled Unyielding Strength.
Yes.
Why?
Because I refused to yield to abuse and what it wanted to make me into. I was defiant.
Mm.
I was defiant because the enemy brings things to us and he wants you to behave in a certain way. He expects a certain reaction.
Mm.
You know, I should be a stats. I should be a promiscuous. I should be a drug addict. I should be all of those things that tries to numb the pain. But I refuse to give into the enemy's plans. And also, I became defiant. I chose to forgive. You know, forgiveness, people think that you need the person, the perpetrator, to apologize and then you can forgive. In my book, I write that I decided earlier on that I will not give any perpetrator the power over me. Because when I walk in unforgiveness, that forever have a hold over me. You know, in my book, I also speak about the abuse that my mom inflicted on me.
Sure.
And my mom and I had this chat. And, you know, she gave me her blessing. She said, this book needed to come out of you.
Mm.
And I don't know what was wrong with me. She has apologized, and I write that about it in the book. But this is a generation, you only have to go on social media to see that people have cut off their mom, their dads, and all of that.
Hmm.
And sometimes that's necessary. But I really believe in the power of reconciliation when everybody takes responsibility for the hurt that they have caused. So it's really a story of redemption, a story of forgiveness, and a story of a great God who can take anybody and make them into somebody, you know.
Which one's your favorite chapter in the book that you just like can't wait that people read that chapter, and what is it about? Just without giving too much away.
I think it's the story when I decided that the cycle of abuse stops now. Because people think these things just need to happen. You have to decide.
Yeah.
You have to make a choice. It ends now. Mm. It stops now. No more. So that's my favorite chapter.
I want the book and I want it now.
Well, you can actually get it on Take A Lot right now. It's already on Take A Lot.
Unyielding Strength.
Unyielding Strength. You can get it
Sandra Zaca.
Yeah, Z-A-C-A.
Yeah.
And also, I have something exciting for your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I am giving away one...
Yes?
One journal and one book.
Oh, my word! But I want to win. But I'm the one who spoke up first and said I want the book and I want it now. And you decide to come on my show and give it to the listeners. Sandra, I'm watching you. I see what you're doing to me. I don't like it because I'm a child of God. I forgive you now, immediately. All right.
Yes.
So what could... Bongi's also saying, I'm so interested. Please, I need it too. We need to think of a question to... Because we can't make it that easy. We're going to think of a question to ask. What do you think we should ask them?
Well, here's what I want your listeners to do. It's going to be amazing for them.
Okay.
So I want everyone, first of all, to go follow me on Instagram.
Uh-huh. What's your handle?
It's at Sandra B. Zaca. Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, B-Z-A-C-A.
Okay.
And then while they are there, they can go onto my bio. I'm running a free 3 days challenge, but it's called Becoming a Faith-Filled, Resilient Woman. It's free.
Wow.
Guys, I've poured my heart and soul into it. It's going to change you. It's free. Every day you'll get prompts, you'll get a video, you walk. Like, it's having me as your personal coach for 3 days.
Yes.
And I charge a lot, so you better sign up.
For Mahala this time.
For Mahala. And then once you... follow me on Instagram and you join the challenge, and I'll see the people that have joined and I'll pick a winner from there. And
but how will you know they found you on Impact? How will you know it's one of our listeners?
That's also true
because I need to make sure that my people are there. They are winning because they're gonna do it because they heard.
They must just send me an email
and say I'm from Impact, or DM you after they've followed you. DM and say Impact and just say the word Impact
yeah,
on your DM.
Yeah, and
okay.
Then, they will win, and the journal is worth about 1,250, and the book is 295 rand, so they can win both. One winner.
Oh my word! That is so exciting. Okay, so the handle is at Sandra B. Zaca, Z-A-C-A, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Follow her, DM her immediately, and Santa's already following you. So this is like, I'm not on social media. Well, you can go to the website to
purchase
the resources,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So go at Sandra B. Zaca on social media. Once you've followed her, DM quickly and say Impact.
Yes.
And then go onto her bio and sign up. For the 3-day free coaching challenge.
Yeah.
And then, you stand a chance to win yourself the book and the journal. I am so jealous. Like, I know it's not a fruit of the spirit to be jealous, but sometimes you can have good jealous.
I think so too.
Sandra, it is an absolute pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.